Dead with Three Stupid Guys. As always, I'm Matt, and I'm joined with the other stupid guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Outstanding.
All four stupid guys are here.
Yeah.
All of us are here, including Glenn. Heads up!
Yeah, Glenn, that was kind of a shocker.
Spoiler alert, I can't believe Glenn came back.
Yeah, I was just shocked. I'm just stunned. But anyway, before we get on about the whole Glenn talk, this podcast, like many other quality podcasts under the whole enchilada feed, you have The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, The Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, when we had a great guest on the last one. You're going to want to listen to it. And that person, well, she brought Smart into the Three Stupid Guys. And we were a little, we're out of our league there. Well, one of us wasn't, but the rest of us were out of our league.
She definitely raised some points.
She knows her football, so that's all I'm going to say on that one. We have the Leftovers podcast, and Leftovers has been amazing this season. We have still doing the Lost podcast. If you're on Twitter, go tweet Jimmy Kimmel and tell him to be on the podcast, because I'm tired of doing this each week. Come on, Jimmy, give me a break. We have the Ramblecast is returning. The Married Man Show is back and in full force. There's other stuff, but if you go to Patreon.com, search Jay and Jack, you can help us out any way you can, be great, or you can go to this iTunes and go to I forgot this podcast, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys.
Well, you do so many, yeah. And you can get them all on the whole enchilada. So,
right, you can give that a 5-star, you can give this one a 5-star.
But if you're a big Walking Dead fan, you know, just help us out and rate this show. You know, just take a little time, you know.
We have been accused of having no energy. I don't get it. I'm like the bunny. We're full of energy. Russell, when you put a piece of cheese in front of him, he's like a walker. He's not on that thing. You put beer in front of Mike. Mike is drinking the beer like there's no tomorrow, and Matt is like hitting on every girl that comes in the show. So, so we all have our qualities.
Yeah, three out of four of those might be true. But just imagine that
Russ eats more than cheese.
I just imagine that...
Hamburgers.
The beer that Mike's drinking looks like a water bottle, all crushed up and kind of yellow, and he's just, you know, draining out whatever last drops of that beer is left.
Do you like my new angle here so I can have my Walking Dead sign here?
I like it.
I'm kind of leaning over here because I can't, for some reason, this TV, I don't know what the deal is. There's one TV on in the house, and the only one, it won't let me play anything. Thank you, DirecTV.
I feel like you got a copyright notice from AMC saying, please do not broadcast our show on your
Please do not broadcast on your podcast our crappy episodes. The good ones you can do, but the crappy ones, you can't.
Well, you can watch our YouTube feed. You know, you can search us out on YouTube as well, just like iTunes, and you can find us there. And you can see a lot of what we're talking about. I like to broadcast my paintings in the background. Jack broadcasts the show sometimes. Yeah. Russ just stares at himself, and Mike brings the guests.
Russ sometimes brings the cheese and hamburgers, but this week he's focused. He's focused on Walking Dead.
Now that we got like the pleasantries kind of out of the way at the beginning, what did you guys think? Did you like this episode? Not like it?
I liked it. I thought it was a good episode. I thought I enjoyed this one. It had we all knew that Glenn was alive. I mean, I don't think anybody, and there might have been a few people saying, oh, wow, Glenn was alive? I think we all knew, and it's, again, I think that was the thing. I think we've been harping on it since we first saw, wait, Glenn's going to be dead? Glenn died? And when they didn't come back the next week and give us an answer, in fact, they didn't even mention Glenn, they didn't even talk about Glenn. I did find it funny that, because I think when we talked about this thing, why were they on top of the dumpster when they could have ran up the stairs? Well, now we find out there was an open window to the right. It was just an open window. They could have jumped in the building and just closed the window and at least got on the roof and got away somehow. But
Hollywood sets are amazing like that.
It's because the script didn't say exit stage right.
Well, I guess that was the problem. But no, other than the whole Glenn thing, and that him chasing Enan and all that different stuff, right. I just was like, okay, yeah, I knew that the whole time. They really dropped the ball on that. I know there's some fans that defend it, and you're entitled to your opinion. But I think that the 99% of us say you dropped the ball on that. Other than that, though, I thought it was a good episode. I liked it. Rick's kind of, you know, still the it's us versus them, even though he's with them kind of thing. But I liked it. I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah, besides Daryl, you got almost all your, like, normal, like, regular characters back.
Right.
You got Rick. You got
Morgan.
Joan, Morgan, Carol. Yeah,
well, we didn't see, oh, what's his name there?
Abraham?
Abraham.
Yeah.
Well, he's with Daryl.
To the rescue.
For the finale, the fall finale.
Him and Sasha pulled over and, you know, consummated their relationship.
Consummated. He just boned ahead.
Yeah. The new love relationship.
There you go.
Did
you like the episode, Russ?
I did.
Because you and Mike have been the two
naysayers
on this group that have really
the truth sayers.
The truth sayers.
The audience. We've been feeling the crowd's response. We're among the people here.
All right.
I call you guys wolves, but sure. Okay.
We are the fellow pheasants of the group.
Okay, pheasants, nice.
And
nice
Matt, did you like the episode?
Oh, yeah. I guess I hadn't said. I don't know. I was okay. I was just kind of like, okay, that's. It's better than the one that we had after. Thank you. And I think I was reading through some of the Facebook comments this week. Actually, did some homework.
Right.
Yeah, I know homework. And let's see. Someone had pointed out that they wished that this was. I think it was Martha. She points out that this episode possibly should have aired after Thank You, just so that we had the resolve with Glenn right away. And then maybe we would have had that whole drag it out, like, is he alive?
As we were watching the recap in the Morgan episode, the Morgan episode felt like so out of place.
Right.
Yeah.
They probably should have had the Morgan episode before they had the Glenn episode where he's laying under the dumpster. And again, you know, it's a main character. He's a likable character. I think people would have been upset if he was killed, but you've taken this likable character, someone who I don't think anyone who dislikes Glenn as a character, and towards the end, people are like, I don't care anymore. Is he dead? I don't care. Is he alive? I don't care. There was no, it didn't flood Twitter. Twitter didn't shut down. Oh my God, Glenn's alive.
Okay, well now I do have to, Martha, the same person on our Facebook comments, what she was. Sure, she was really glad that Glenn wasn't dead. She was kind of unsure if he was alive or dead, even that she wouldn't believe kind of the media until she actually saw him alive. So she
doesn't listen to our podcast.
Maybe she doesn't, but for her, the suffering was real. For her,
Glenn might be her favorite character. But again, you should have answered that. Other than that, I hate keep happening on the negative. That was a big negative. I mean, it just dragged the show
dragged
down
on
for 3
way
weeks.
Too long.
Way
yeah.
too long.
And I guess I would have probably put up with the Enid storyline maybe a little bit more, but I don't know. The whole nuts and bolts. Yeah, I guess I liked it. It's more in the positive than the negative. But I kind of left the episode feeling kind of like meh. So really? I don't know. I mean, I liked the dialogue. I didn't have anything wrong with that. I'm fine with non-high-stake zombie, stuff. We didn't get much this week except for that eyeball booger kind of moment.
That was gross. That's the dude that wrote the note, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there with his eyeball sticking to the chain link fence.
Yeah. It reminds me of...
Well, it was also supposed to symbolize, because the last time Glenn saw him was he was alive.
Right.
He was wondering if he would get back. And Glenn was saying, I will get you back.
Yeah. I will get you back. Okay, I'll get your note back. How's that?
That's a little disgusting. I'm going to leave your note here. I'll just tell you left a note.
Yeah. I got the gist of it, okay?
How did he look? I really can't tell you how he looked.
I brought balloons, guys.
Actually, I think Glenn looked at it and was like, it's a good thing we've got a long way to go because I might have to stop and use the restroom. So you won't have to use leaves.
I'm not really sure where you were going with that.
You lost.
You mean with the paper, right? With the paper.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, got it.
But no, they do live outside.
Well, I just wanted to say we have some updated message coming in here from Twitter. We have Fula saying she loved Rick tearing down the preacher's posters.
That was nice, yeah. But he put it right back up.
He said, Rick says no to God.
Rick.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying no to that guy.
Right.
And Fizzle Off's wondering if Glenn will survive the finale.
Well, what we didn't see, there's a screen cap of it. You don't see when the balloons go up because the tower, whatever that thing that kept falling through the whole episode, and no one was paying attention to it. No one said, hey, you know, this thing is the wood's falling. And it had to be making noise, but no one was paying attention to it. That you see Glenn is actually got tangled up in the balloons, and he's flying away with the balloons. So the cliffhanger for this season will be Glenn flying away with the balloons, and we'll have to know is he alive? Did he end up some other state? What happens?
So
is he in Kansas?
We don't know. On the other side of the rainbow?
So because he's upside down, he's like shoelace got caught in the string of balloons. That's how they knew it was Glenn.
Light as a feather.
They see him flying there. So I hate to tell you people that there's going to be a whole another couple months before you find out if Glenn is actually alive because he's floating around.
So it'd be the real-life version of Up.
Right, there you go. And I'm just kidding, so don't. I said I believed you. No, I'm just joking.
I felt that, you know, this first part of the episode where Glenn was talking to Enid, those two characters just do, they have no chemistry whatsoever. Just have that.
Let me stop you. I asked Martha, she's actually watching live.
Oh.
I just turned around and saw her in the chat, so thank you, Martha.
Shout out to you, Martha.
Or I apologize, Martha, that you're actually listening to us tonight.
We'll take back everything we said.
Yeah. Well, not everything.
Yeah.
Glenn is hanging from those balloons.
You can take that to the bank.
So what else happened in this episode that we need to talk about that was...
Rick and Maggie, they have this Jack Shepherd talking to Rose, waiting for Bernard moment.
Right.
You know, like Maggie's like, I'm just watching for him. Just gotta wait for the signs.
That's a perfect Maggie. He's gonna be out there. Yeah, Glenn can do it. And then what's the deal with the? I knew that guy was gonna shoot Carl. The kid. What's his? I'm drawing his name.
Not Sam.
Not Sam. He's walking behind Carl, and Carl's just like oblivious there. I think that saved Carl is the building falling down.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, he didn't make Wikipedia. List of characters.
The whole time I felt like Carl was kind of egging him on, though, right? Like, he's like, yeah, it's going to be really good when you can shoot. It's kind of scary, so you might want to... Ron. I thought it was Ron, but Ron seems like an older guy's name. He doesn't seem like a Ron.
Well, he's actually like 45, the actor that plays him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Fizzlehoff, for the correction.
They can do a lot with hair and makeup these days. So.
But that whole thing when Rick is training him, I'm like going, okay, Rick, I know you want to be, because he's, you know, you're going to be the stepdad here soon, but I just don't. He's not stable. You just killed his dad.
Could Carl have been any more of a D-bag during that training session?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
Matt
Carl.
Say that, yeah.
Yeah, Carl. I mean, the whole time he's just like he just keeps bringing up all. Oh man, it's gonna be. You really have to wait for your moment.
All right.
So we know Carl's not gonna like get killed by Ron. So Ron's gonna kill by Carl. So Carl will kill Ron. Rick will have killed. The girl's husband. Will she still hook up with Rick after both of them will kill half their family?
I think so. And they'll kill.
True love, right there.
They'll kill the brother up that's upstairs too, because he won't come down. So when this whole house, when the whole walkers are running in there,
right?
We can leave him behind. He's not coming down anyway, right?
I kind of want Ron to die, but I feel like he's going to be like Carl's Nicholas, right? You know, as Nicholas was to Glenn, yeah. I feel like this Ron kid is to Carl, where he's just going to be.
Was Carl jealous that Rick was showing Ron how to use weapons, or was he really being a douchebag, or was he trying to be helpful?
You know, I was I was wondering about that, and I was trying to remember in previous episodes, did Rick ever take the time to show Carl how to shoot a gun?
Sure.
Or was it Shane?
I thought it was Shane that did it.
Well, I don't see him being as jealous of his dad in that moment. But maybe I'm missing some cues there, and that he is kind of, I thought he was just kind of projecting his kind of dominance over the whole, like, I know more than you.
Yeah, kind of like it's kind of like a teenager in a world.
Yeah.
Where you have zombies walking around and.
In a world where zombies are walking around, two kids deal with real life issues.
And now
guns on the school yard.
I want to talk about Spencer for a second. Now, was Spencer really going for help, or was Spencer trying to get out of there?
I thought Spencer was going for help. Spencer was going for.
Really? Because remember, Spencer's the one that said, "Don't take the cheese and crackers." And what did Spencer do? He took the cheese and crackers for himself. And what brought up a great scene, because they're trying to save Spencer, because Spencer's, you know, he's falling. He's going to fall into the walkers. And Tara leans over her and risks her life to save him. And then Rick says to Tara, "You don't do that. You don't save them and risk your life."
And he brought.
Go ahead.
And then came the moment of the night. Tara flashing the middle finger to Rick.
Exactly. Yeah, that was pretty nice.
And I think she's right, because Rick has to stop saying it's they're living together. He needs to train these people.
Well, and I thought when Spencer tells him right after that, you know, he's like, "Well, would you have listened to me?" So I guess I took it as Spencer was for real.
In the words of Fizzlehoff, she says Spencer is a dumbass.
He might be that, but I just thought that he. I don't know. I didn't see anything Machiavellian about what he was trying to do.
Whoa, can't be using these big words.
Machiavellian.
It has stupid guys in the title, so
we lost the fans from Mugo. We're back to stupid guys.
No, I don't trust Spencer. So I think he had different motives going on, but he might have been thinking about
it. True.
But didn't he have some food in his? He had a backpack. It wasn't like he was planning. I don't think he was planning on coming back.
Hmm. Well, he had to lead him away. So, I mean, I guess if you had to lead a herd of walkers away,
you got to eat.
You'd be on the road for a while. You'd have to double back and all of that.
I guess that's true.
Shenanigans.
Okay.
So,
speaking of walkers, if you want to get rid of like 1,000, 2,000 walkers, it'd probably help if you had a gas truck and like a missile launcher.
Yeah,
right.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So from some certain characters we didn't see this last episode.
Well, they're taking their time. They were going to find Glenn, but then Glenn, they said, "Hey, he's probably under that dumpster."
But then then they're driving back. They're like, "Hey, look, balloons."
And who's that tied to him? So they send a rocket launcher up there. That's how Glenn dies. They see Glenn tied to the balloons. They think it's a walker. And they say and. You know, Abraham likes to kill any walker. He takes the rocket launcher, shoots down the balloons, which kills Glenn.
Sorry, Maggie. And Maggie gets to witness it as he just falls from the sky.
Glenn falls right in front of Maggie.
Oh, no.
And Maggie goes, "Oh, no, Glenn." And that's how they end the season.
She's like, "My water broke." End scene.
Yeah, there you go.
No reason to tune in next week. Next week's episode.
Sorry, we spoiled the episode for you guys.
Okay, now to go with more Facebook comment theories, because Sherry, who's a common contributor on the Jane Jack Facebook group. She says, you know, something kind of along the same line. She says, it seems kind of obvious what's going to happen. Daryl's going to come in with the gas truck and create a diversion and set off the truck to draw the walkers towards the fire. All of the people are going to get out of the town, and pretty much the town's people are pretty much toast. Carl's going to have to kill that other kid. Seems like this place is pretty much done, and we're going off to find out about where the guy and girl with the motorcycle took off to, and the other group of people, basically. So sorry, Sherry, I murdered your thing there, but
well, who asked for help? Just...
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we haven't seen that moment yet, but no. I mean, clearly somebody's got a radio. So
probably the guy on the motorcycle, guy and girl.
It's all been within like a day or two, so it could be somebody from Alexandria.
Okay.
And that would bring Daryl and all them back to Alexandria.
Any of the main characters going to die this week? Rosita. You think Rosita?
The way they're setting up the Tasha or not Sasha. Sasha and
Abraham.
Abraham storyline. You gotta get rid of one of those people.
Well, or Rosita could really hook up with Eugene, who's been watching her and stalking her this whole time.
Yeah, because Eugene's quite the catch.
He is.
I think the two that have the highest probability of getting waxed is Eugene or the pastor, because they really haven't had him on there that much.
I'd love for the pastor to get the whack.
Yeah, and he's not like. You know, he's just kind of there. You know, all he does is put up posters, and so I can see him getting whacked.
I don't I don't see them killing Eugene.
Okay, now what about what about Morgan in this whole? You know, he's got to go in for his office review visit with Jack and.
I like the meeting of the council there. Mm. You had the different points of view, like all going back and forth. We have Mark, like, I don't want to kill people, and Michonne's like, well, you can't do that in this world.
Right. You know, you can see, I see both sides. You want to live in a world where, you know, the Morgan episode, basically, it was, you know, it showed the Morgan character why he's doing what he's doing. It's one of those things, could you live in it? I think we talked about before, every day you have to wake up and probably kill somebody. You have to kill someone who is a walker, who used to be a human being, or you have to kill a human being just to survive. I think it takes a special person to have to do that every single day. That's why it's like the people in Alexandria where they were so out of so out of touch because they didn't live that way. They lived in a different world, and I think that's where Rick's problem is with them. He goes, we're not dying because these people I think he's jealous. They didn't experience what we experienced. We went through, you know, I lost my wife. I lost my best friend. Sure, I killed him. But there's different people that, you know, what they went through. And I think Morgan, that's what Morgan wanted to die. And Morgan's basically that he was chose to live, but to live a life of just not killing people.
You made that perfectly clear. Because of Morgan and the clear thing. Okay.
Yeah. I get it.
Tina also in the comments says something about Spencer and the people of Alexander. She says, stupid is as stupid does. So yeah.
I think
that goes to your point.
They're stupid because they've been around this big wall. They've never had to experience people attack. They had electricity. They had food. They had milk. They had cheese probably. They had all these different things in life where the rest of people in life are walking around. They're setting their own rules. There's so many different, you know, gangs out there. It's like gangs, you know, just different gangs ruling the world and just, you know, well, like warlords and stuff.
I mean, could we see them actually fortifying Alexandria, like at least sealing it off so that?
Not anymore.
You think Alexandria is toast?
I think
after the tower fell, yeah.
Right. I think there's no way.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have to. Come up with something else.
Okay, Robot Russ.
Robot Russ, come with something. You were breaking up, Russ.
It was cool in a cool kind of way, but not really.
It is how they're gonna get you know, they, because people don't, in The Walking Dead, don't like when they get, the fans don't like when they get trapped in one storyline. So this is one good way of saying, okay, well, now they have to get out of there and move on.
I kind of liked Alexandria. In some ways, I thought that they would be there longer. So, my money's on they fortify it and they somehow stay there a little bit longer.
Alexandria would be a good place to wrap up the show, where it's everything's fortified. They have their, they can survive. They can live a normal life as they can. But if they're not going to end the show, then they couldn't just keep staying there, because how people just keep attacking them. They keep fighting them back, attacking them, fighting them back. That would get old after a while. So I think they had to do something.
It's like the Jay and Jack podcast. It will never end. We will be here every week.
It doesn't seem like
it. For the rest of our lives.
Yes. Other than that, I don't have anything. Just Rick is... I'm confused with Rick. He's supposed to be the leader, but he's only being a leader to his people and not... He's only loyal to his people, not the other people. He doesn't want them to die, but...
But I don't think those people have really done anything to, like, earn that either. I mean, they've been counter against him the whole time he's been there. So, you know, I think he's pretty much like, you know what? Take it or leave it, except for his woman.
All right, can we get some predictions on the Carol Morgan situation? What's going to happen to the wolf next episode?
I think Carol kills him.
I don't know, Morgan's got his bow staff.
We just lost Matt. Why is it every time during The Walking Dead we lose Matt? Do you notice that? I think Carol kills him. I think he's done. What do you think, Russ?
Either that or he, you know, does something and, you know, maybe kills Carol, and that's...
No.
I mean, I can see them going down a little twist like that.
I don't know how much time they would have spent on that storyline, considering that the tower's falling, and you don't want to spend too much time on the house with Morgan and Carol.
Yeah, because at this point, well, does Morgan save the guy and bring him with him?
I say, we got 2,000 zombies coming at us. I'm going to carry a wolf out on my shoulder.
Or does Morgan die trying to save him? Kind of like what happened with his situation.
Now, it feels like a waste of a 90-minute episode we had to watch 3 episodes ago.
Still bitter about that episode. Now, Matt's back.
I'm back.
What happens to you every Walking Dead episode?
I don't know. Somehow, I just disappear and I show back up. I'm like...
I bring up a thoughtful question. I'm like Morgan. I bring up a thoughtful question. Just Matt's like, I'm out of here.
Matt says you can't take it. You want to repeat the question?
Matt, we were wondering, with the Morgan Carol situation, what do you think happens in the house? Mm-hmm.
I think the guy escapes and ends up killing Judith, and it was Carol's fault that she left Judith alone. So, and then Morgan ends up killing the guy, and then he goes all clear. That's my crackpot theory. I don't think it'll happen, but
he takes his stick and he just starts killing zombies left and right.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like Adam Mom crushed, like he's just like he loses it and just kills everything. So, and then they have to sedate him in order to get him to calm down. but in the meantime, they've been able to fortify the walls, which is my theory, and then they'll be there a little bit longer until another group actually comes in and takes over. And they're like, we own Alexandria now.
There's too many. It has to be where I think you're going to see Abraham, Sasha, and Daryl show up with the gas and the...
And they can lead the walkers away, and then they can still keep Alexandria.
I just don't see them keeping Alexandria, though.
All right. Nah, I get an extra point.
I think Diana.
Bonus points.
I say Diana.
Over under.
Diana's toast. I think she's toast. No way she's toast.
President Diana?
She's dead. I think we saw a couple weeks ago. She doesn't know how to survive. She's stabbing the walker in the chest. In the head.
Yeah.
I feel like Spencer would die before Diana.
He might. And it was bugging me. I don't know if you saw I put on Facebook. It's been bugging me who this actor is.
Mm-hmm.
Finally clicked. Oh, he played Morgan Earp on Deadwood. I was like, finally, it was driving me crazy.
Yeah. Anyway,
thought I'd throw that out there.
Morgan Earp, people. Hashtag still talking lost.
Hashtag bring back Deadwood.
That's my next goal.
Hey, you know, I did bring up Lost tonight. You know, Jack Shepard talking to Rose. It's totally a naggy moment.
Perfect.
Just gotta wait for his signal to come over that ridge.
Jack, bring your own movie script. Start writing the Deadwood script for the comeback series.
I don't think I can put that many MFs in an episode.
It'd be hard to do. It's like,
are you sure? I've listened to a lot of Merry Man podcasts and I've heard stuff.
But the C word, though, we read a email that had the C word in it, and we got criticized for using that word. I go, it was
Colleen?
Not the Colleen word. It's the other word that rhymes with hunt. So I just like going, we didn't say it.
Helen Hunt starts with an H. I don't understand.
All right, Mike, go to school.
Anything else you guys want to talk about this episode? I'm looking for the finale. It looks like I don't want to spoil anyone who hasn't seen the previews, but I think it looks pretty good.
Okay, I like just hearing about previews at this point because
Walking Dead always seems to have a good finale, so I'm hoping it's going to be a good one. I think we're going to lose some stars. I think we're going to lose some main characters. I think we'll find out Glenn is shot down with the missile launcher from the balloons. But I don't know. Any other predictions you guys have?
Yeah, I'm hoping Rosita doesn't die next episode.
I think we're going to see some casualties, though. I mean, it's time to kind of thin the herd a little bit. But again, I think Alexandria is saved. That's, I guess, my prediction. So
I am going to predict this. I think a walker chews on the back of Eugene's mullet, and he loses his mullet.
Maybe you guys have seen actually previews of next week's episode, and it just shows a shot of Alexandria burning. So you guys are like, "Yeah, Matt, Alexandria's gone."
No, they didn't really show that. They just show them. We gotta get out of here.
Oh,
I was like,
right for us.
It's like call 911. Yeah, really? Call 911. Okay. We gotta get out of here. No, I was gonna stay here.
I say that to my kids every morning. We gotta get out of here. Come on, come on.
Well, Matt, you have some agreement coming in from Twitter. Fizzlehaw says, "Yay, on board with Matt on the end of Judith." She looks more like Laurie every day.
Oh yeah, the Laurie comment.
I'm surprised she doesn't look more like Shane every day. But
whoa.
Yeah. What if Maggie had said that? Huh? She's looking more like Shane every day.
I see those Shane crazy eyes every day.
Is Fizzlehoff upset that Judith doesn't like Boise State?
Boise State? What does that have to do with anything? What sports?
That's the Boise State-San Diego State rivalry.
Yeah.
And I don't want sports talk during my Walking Dead talk.
San Diego State hat.
Russ, you got any last comments to thoughts about this episode?
I think Russ died like 20 minutes ago.
Jeez.
No, I'm ready to see the final.
Look at the balloons, Russ. It's the new look at the flowers. It's look at the balloons.
Look at the balloons. Save Glenn. Did you see that picture someone posted on our, I think it was on our Facebook page, and it had a dumpster. It had people looking inside it, and underneath it said, "Where's Glenn?" It just seemed that whole scene. I knew that's what was going to happen because everyone said he's just going to crawl. It just seemed weak to me.
Yeah. I mean, this episode wasn't bad, but with the whole Glenn drag out, I think it kind of drug down the storyline a little bit. Like,
I think if they wouldn't have showed Glenn surviving this week, it would have been a much better episode.
It would have been better if you would have seen Peyton Manning in the trash bin, like, reaching for Glenn.
Right.
Join me. We're both trash.
Well, since Well, since it's Peyton Manning, he would have dropped Glenn.
Or, yeah. Big Sorry, moment. I didn't mean to throw an interception to the zombies over there. Too busy chewing on that big forehead. Anyway.
That's an old walking joke. There you go.
Yeah.
You could feed an army on Peyton Manning's head.
Also, I wanted to point out worst CGI balloons. People have been talking these balloons and how bad CGI job they did on these balloons. I don't know if you guys noticed it. Cared? Yeah,
they're just balloons. I noticed it, but it's like it's balloons. I'm not going to lose sleep over balloons being CGI bad.
Yeah, at least they didn't pollute the Earth with 15 dead balloons.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave that up to the kids.
Or the Mylar balloons that get stuck in the wires and never go away.
Oh, they need to get somebody else to guard those weapons, guys. that lady is like the worst person to put on weapon patrol.
Hey, look over there. What's over there?
Hey, you don't have to tell her to look at the flowers of the balloons. You just need to say, look over there, and she's gone.
It'd be like putting Russ in charge of throwing a slice of cheese over to the other side.
Hamburgers.
And hamburgers, he'd run over there.
Over the grill.
I agree. She is the worst. She's just pathetic.
And one other like kind of point of idiocracy that we can kind of make fun of and just have a good time with Walking Dead.
I'm giving this podcast one review because they just like to make fun of things. Consider me unsubscribed.
Hey, we can love it and we can laugh at it at the same time. But how ridiculous is it that Rick shows up to help and start hammering on this big metal grate, and they're trying to be quiet, not to attract walkers, and he's out there like wah 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 wah.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. So like, I think we had that. Down, Rick.
We had that a couple episodes when he was lecturing town people. We need to be quiet here. We cannot be making noise.
If you all would just shut up.
Can you hear me?
Zombies will go away.
Can you hear me in the back?
Yeah, so anyway, the idiocracy of, you know. Have a heart-to-heart while I hammer on this metal grate.
Alexander is running out of food. Sometimes people want to donate to food, but you can also donate to Patreon. Jack, what do you think about donating to Patreon?
You go to patreon.com and you go search Jay and Jack. You can come help us out. And did we not talk about this before this podcast?
That was last show. They're all playing.
Are you sure? Because I thought we did.
I thought I talked about it.
We did Patreon at the beginning.
It's like a sandwich. You leave a Patreon and you never Patreon.
You never thanked your sponsors, though.
Oh, yeah, your sponsors. Gerhard Richter,
I think the other one was John Clayton or something like that.
Andy Richter.
Andy Richter.
And
Gladfelter, Tack from Tokyo.
Tack from Tokyo. I'll never forget that one.
Donald Trump initially put money in and pulled it back out.
Much love to Liz Leslie for making Matt blush all night.
Yeah, it was nice. If you want to hear some fun. If you just want to listen to some fun talk going on for the sports talk first 30 minutes, we had an excellent guest on there, and it was a lot of fun. Sports talk with three stupid guys. It was, I thought, one of our better shows we've done.
If you put up with this show, maybe you'll like us for the other show. Yeah.
And for the guy that listens to the show and thinks we just talk about sports, hey, too bad.
Yeah, that's the other show is all about sports.
Yeah.
Here's your zero money back.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, right. Go ahead, Russ. What were you going to say?
Oh, nothing. Russ... I was just going to say I'm looking forward to next week's show. So
I think Russ just burped.
Oh. Well, heads up, everyone. That was the name of this episode.
And if you want, you can wish alive. Happy birthday. You don't have a Facebook account, do you, Russ?
I just don't use it.
Can you get a Twitter account, Russ, so we can, when people want to wish you happy birthday, they can go happy birthday, Russ, on Twitter or Facebook?
Or an Instagram account.
Yeah, I'll look into it tomorrow.
I'm the three stupid hard. Guys. You're just not a, you know, you're not a social butterfly like the rest of us.
But if anybody wants to wish Russ a happy birthday. Send a carrier pigeon to his way.
No, there's no one more social than Russ.
Yeah.
Because you're a talker. You like to talk. You like to socialize.
I do. And eat.
Did you get hit in the chest with a puck on the final game?
I did.
Wow. Took one for the team?
I did. A guy took a slap shot and ripped one into the zone, and I didn't see it, and he caught me right here.
Or at least you had the crest patched to absorb the shock. So.
Yeah. Now, you guys being refs, would you like to see some, skating zombies, some ice hockey ref zombies?
I don't know why. Have we seen anybody with a hockey stick yet?
Mm-mm. We haven't really been in a...
They haven't gotten to an ice rink yet.
That would be pretty cool.
It's not Friday the 13th.
No, but you think he gets a hockey stick, he puts... What was that guy in the Running Man? Didn't he have a... There was a hockey guy. Didn't he have a stick?
Oh, yeah.
Like a metal blade? We haven't really seen either is, like, any kind of winter there.
Winter's coming.
Yeah, those harsh Georgia winters. Yeah, they get pretty bad there. Although now they're in D.C.
They're in Alexandria now.
Yeah.
So Alexandria gets some snow.
So you're hoping for some snow. So far
the season's only been like 2 or 3 days.
I don't think they're gonna blow their budget on snow zombies.
Wouldn't you be better to move up to like Buffalo? Because I would think there's no zombies up there because they'd be stuck in the snowdrifts.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Well, I forgot Rex Ryan's up there. So
he will survive anything. He's like a cockroach.
Just like the end of this show, we can never quite pin it down.
Yeah. Anyway, are we wrapping it up? Are we done?
Yep, we're done.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so tune in next week. We'll have another exciting episode of The Walking Dead.
With a lot more sports talk.
All right, great show, kids. Right. 1 in a million.
Yep.
is that how you close out the show each week? Yep.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep. See you next week, guys.
All right.